This is the Marcellus Shale. So this is a piece of Marcellus Shale from central Lewis County.
Craig Edmonds is a geologist for CONSOL. In his hand, he holds a dense gray rock that came from about 7,000 feet beneath the surface of Lewis County. He's standing beside a map, which shows CONSOL's future plans to drill for natural gas using hydraulic fracturing. Just outside the building, a line of about 200 people wait their turn to talk to CONSOL. Many of them own land or royalties in Lewis County. Jackie Smith is one of them.
We need gas, so therefore we don't have to depend on other countries. Jobs, and we do definitely need jobs in Lewis County.
Exactly how many new well pads is CONSOL planning to build, and where will they be? That is the question almost everyone here is asking, no matter which side of the issue they stand. Barbara Volk is a horse podiatrist, and she has a small farm in Camden. She heard tonight that CONSOL would like to eventually build a well pad along Churchville Road, about 4.5 miles from her farm. That well pad would be along the same creek that her horses drink from. She's worried that if this water becomes polluted, she won't have another supply of water for her farm.
And as a surface owner, I feel we are bulldozed. We are treated like we don't exist, and nobody cares. I did actually speak with someone, and he assured me that everything is going to be according to EPA regulations and that the environment will be protected and the water will be protected. But frankly, from what I have seen in Doddridge County and surrounding areas, I don't believe that's going to be the case.
My name is Jeremy Jones. I'm with CONSOL Energy. I'm the asset manager for the Southern Marcellus region. To date, we have had no impact on any of these Marcellus well site locations that showed that we have reduced the quality of the drinking water in the area. The main thing that we do as far as a water protection standpoint is do pre- and post-drill surveys of water quality analysis within a 2,500-foot radius of our Marcellus well pads.
Jones says that within the next year, CONSOL plans to build at least 2 to 3 new well pads. One of those is nearly finished, and the company plans to begin drilling next January.
Driving out here this evening to Jackson's Mill, you'll see several water truck and service companies that are rebounding from the activity that's already occurring. Marcellus Shale Coalition states that one well will create up to 450 jobs throughout 150 disciplines per well.
Those jobs, however, will only last for a short period of time, mostly during the construction of well pads. Alan Shaw says he's not convinced that energy companies like CONSOL will even employ many local people.
They tell you about all the jobs that they're bringing here and all. I've almost been run over several times in the middle of the road by trucks from Texas, trucks from Oklahoma, trucks from Florida. They're not giving these jobs to these people. They're not even changing their tags, probably not even paying taxes here.
Shaw lives in Camden, in one of the areas that could see new drilling in the next few years. He says he came to this meeting to talk about his concerns, but there was not an opportunity for public comment. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Jane Lou.